The Burt Show.
The fight goes on, man. When you are fighting cancer, there are valleys, there are peaks. It is an emotional roller coaster as well. And you guys have sort of taken the ride with us here with our producer, Rebecca, who is kicking cancer's butt. She got cancer on her tongue, and she has been really, really very honest and very brave in sharing her journey with you guys.
Yeah, and so she wrote Kristen and I an update yesterday, and she said, "Hi, Kristen and Cassie." Bad luck. My mic just fell off the stand. All right, here we go.
You got it. You got it.
Hi, Kristen and Cassie. I received my biopsy results from my surgery.
Mo can't stop laughing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Cass. I just want you to get a break so bad.
Thank you.
That ceiling tile above you, Cassie, looks a little loose.
You do this segment from another studio? Maybe your car? Or Cassie just had this string of bad luck. If that's the worst, you're on the back end
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. Right? If this is the worst, I will... Universe, please don't give it to me, but I'll take it.
And I find it comical that we're talking about her string of bad luck as we talk about our social media director who had cancer.
Yeah, but Rebecca's mic works fine.
That thought did cross my mind as I was talking about it.
Yeah.
Hi, Kristen and Cassie. I received my biopsy results from my surgery earlier this week, and I just heard back from one of my doctors. There was one node in my neck that contained cancer as they had anticipated from my scans. The good news is it was one node and everything was removed. To quote my doctor, this is really good news and there is likely nothing else that needs to be done.
See, Siri, put that out in the universe. That girl does not need another surgery. She's done.
Amen. I'll take her bad luck. Come on, I'm already on the streak. Otherwise, I'm healing well and feeling optimistic that this was just the last step I needed to take before remission. Feel free to share with everyone else. I don't want to talk about this on air, but because the next time I talk about cancer on air, I want to be officially announcing I'm in remission. Thank you all for your support. It means a lot.
It's a hell of a goal. I like it.
Uh-huh. Awesome. I love it too.
Like it a lot. All right, Cassie, I need your smarts. Kristen, I need your smarts. Mo, I need your smarts. All right, you got three graduates in here. Emory, Kentucky, Old Dominion. I spent 2 years at San Diego State before we decided this wasn't going
to
work.
Hey, you went to Taco Bell University?
I did, 4 years.
Yeah.
TBU.
Maybe I'll start saying that. Yeah, I went to TV State.
and don't expand. Leave it right there.
So I was really interested in this statistic that came out last week, and I would like to try to test somebody with a fun $500 bounty, but I don't know how to technically pull it off.
Okay.
So Hive Systems says it would take hackers one day, that's all they need, one day to crack a six-figure password. Six characters that consist only of numbers would be solved almost instantly. So I won't do that one. I'll go a little challenging. But here's what I wanted to do. I wanted to offer $500 and set up an email that if hackers can break into over the weekend, the first hacker gets $500. But I don't know how to do all that.
You don't know how to set up an email address?
Well, I do know how to set up an email address, but... when the email comes in, then what the subject line would have to be like, what? Hey, you won. Give me your information kind of thing.
No. Well, they would hack into your email address and then send you an email from the account.
Yeah.
Then they would send me an email from.
Because they're getting into the account.
My own account?
Or
no.
So we would set up something like fakebert@yahoo.com. And that would be the one, and put a password and they would have to like hack into that. Then one of us could even email that account a code word and say, hack in, get us the code word from that email, and you've won, right? Because so that way they can't even spoof your email address. They have to specifically be able to read an email within your account.
Aha!
There you go. That's smart.
All right. So for those of you listening that might not be a hacker, does anybody even know somebody? I don't even know where these people live. I don't know where they reside. I have no idea.
Well, they don't have a big sign outside their yard going, hacker, hacker.
There's a brick and mortar right down the street. Hackers are us.
Why are you trying to reward bad behavior?
Because fun.
Okay.
Sometimes hacking is used for good.
Yeah, right? some hackers are good.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
They work for the government and other companies and making sure that their firewalls and electronic security systems are protected against hackers.
Yeah, Kristen.
Oh, fine.
So that's why I'm doing it, to prove to everybody how safe our country is. Because I'm a patriot and you are not.
Preach.
All right, so we would we are setting up Fake Bert.
Fake Bert.
Okay. All right, give us a couple of minutes to work it out. I knew when I came in here, I didn't know what I was talking about, but you could work it out.
FakeBert@yahoo.com. Okay. One of us will send an email with a code word within the email body. If you give us like 20 minutes to set it up, but if you can hack into FakeBert@yahoo.com and we will do a six-figure password, then you win $500.
Okay. So somebody would have had to confide into you, okay, you got to keep this between you and I, but I'm a hacker. I don't know any hackers.
You better hurry up and get that email address before a hacker takes it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Damn, I didn't 100%. Even think about that. NC State proves my point. It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.